A Japanese Viewpoint. 1.
You might have heard that it is relatively easy to get admitted to U.S. colleges, but hard to graduate, whereas the situation is quite the opposite in Japan. Yet this stereotype has been modified in recent years. The declining Japanese birth rate has resulted in many private colleges failing to meet their admissions quota. This shortage of applicants has caused some schools to admit almost anyone. Now, many Japanese colleges have become both easy to enter and to graduate, lowering the quality of college education here. Therefore, we definitely need to alter this predicament. In contrast to the relative ease of admission, U.S. colleges successfully drive their students to study hard enough to maintain good grades until they graduate with their strict application of the GPA, or the grade point average system. Under this system, if a student's GPA drops below a certain point, usually 2.0, and stays unchanged for 3 consecutive semesters, he or she will be automatically expelled from college. Recently, the GPA system has been introduced at more and more Japanese colleges, but it is not powerful enough to kick out bad students simply because of their low GPA. They can still graduate once they get a sufficient number of course credits, commonly 122. The system is currently limited to selecting candidates for studying abroad as exchange students and for scholarships and tuition waivers. It is also sometimes used to allocate students to certain departments or courses in their third year. Thus, the system is no way functioning as a motivational factor for the majority of college learners to study hard beyond simply gaining the minimum number of credits required for graduation. The full application of GPA in Japanese colleges, just as in U.S. colleges, is one of the few recourses left for Japanese colleges to raise and maintain the quality of their students' academic skills and motivation. It will create an atmosphere where students have just one choice, study or leave. To aid this, it is also essential that Japanese companies change their way of evaluating job seekers and consider the GPA, as most U.S. companies do, in hiring potential employees. Do you agree?